For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz, PSU men's golf team, continuing their fall portion of the schedule this week. We'll head to the Jewel in Lake City, joined by Ian McKenzie Olson, the reigning Northern Sun Conference men's golfer of the week. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Shot three rounds down in Oklahoma over the course of 2 days. You went pretty low in that first round. How does that kind of set your mind at ease a little bit heading into rounds two and three when you start off a tournament pretty well?
Played good the first round. I wanted to keep it going. The goal is always to win, but kind of didn't quite pull it together second round and fell apart a little in the third round. But overall, it was a decent tournament.
What did you learn about what it takes to win at this level last year as a freshman?
There's a lot of good golfers at this level. In regional play, there's a lot of good golfers. There's golfers that will be playing pro after they graduate, whether it's PGA Tour or mini tours or whatever. There's a lot of good golfers. So, I mean, it's unrealistic to be like, oh, I'm going to go out and win every tournament, but that's the mindset you got to have.
Let's not kid ourselves. You reported to BSU and weren't playing the greatest before that first tournament. You go out and you're the medalist of the BSU invite, and you kind of shot you off on a pretty good trajectory after that. Were you putting too much pressure on yourself at the start last year?
I might have been, but I don't know. I always kind of have high expectations. Everyone has time periods where they're playing bad golf. It happens. So,
what was it about that round at the BSU invite, or those two rounds at the BSU invite, that finally started clicking for you?
I had the putter rolling then, and that's basically what made that tournament successful. But, like, for example, just a week ago just last weekend in Oklahoma, I putted terrible, but I was tossing darts. So, I give myself tap-in birdies. That's all you need.
You mentioned playing in the NCAA regionals last year. What does that do just for, you know, a good pat on the back of a job well done for you?
I was very proud of that. To accomplish that my first year, that was a good feeling.
When you make it there as a freshman, it certainly makes you want it even more your sophomore year, doesn't it?
Right. Yep. I have high expectations for this year, and hopefully we can make it as a team this year. That would be more fun.
Nicest course you played this summer that you hadn't played ever before and you always wanted to?
I played this course this summer in Oklahoma called Oak Tree National that I'd never played before, and it was a sweet course. It was one of my favorites I've played and hadn't even heard of it before. But
when the Jewel in Lake City opened, it was touted as a great course. Had you played it before you came to college?
Yes.
Do you like it?
I've played the Jewel a few times, and I like it a lot. It's beautiful. It has a lot of spectacular holes, and it's a good tournament course, too. A lot of tough holes. It's definitely a tough course, but it's a lot of fun.
Is your game suited to that course or not?
I think so. Try to keep it in the fairways, and we'll see. I'll let you know after.
In your mind, how good is it for golf to have Tiger be relevant once again?
Oh, so good. Tiger is the GOAT. There's no one better than him. I can't wait to see him win a major.
You going to pay the money for the pay-per-view with he and Phil?
Of course I will.
Best of luck next week and the rest of the fall.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.